Okay. Ron Tizlov. The beginning of the big lines. Below Lirboats. Omre Belozer. Lo Shonu Elapachim Gedolim. An animal is not a muad to be rovates, that's where it's not kederev, then it's kerev. That only pays half. That's only by pachim gedolim. And Rafael's question is here also, what's pachim gedolim, what's pachim ketanim? But the heart depends on what's normal for an animal to do. It's not normal for it to just lay down on big kelim. So that's kerev. Pachim ketanim urchehu. But pachim ketanim is derech, and therefore it's shin and regal, and it's potter mishus harabim, and chayim nezik sholim mishus hanizik. Let's say that this is a proof to this idea. Habehema mu'edis lahaloch kedarko, u'lishaber, u'lamayich, esha adam, yesha behema, yesha kelim. Right, l'chari you see that an animal is a mu'ed. There is a case where it's kederech, to be mayach, to crush people and other animals in kelim. And that l'chor is talking where it was rovates, it laid down on it and crushed it. Mor says, no, it's no raya. Dilma min atzad. Maybe laying down on the thing is always mishuna, but crushing it from the side, that could be that it's kederech of an animal to do while it's walking. So we have no raya from here that if it lays down on small kelim, that's kederech. Ika di Amri, Rav Elazar, lo tema pachim gedolim hu delav urche, avo pachim ktanim urchehu. Second lashon that Rav Elazar said just the opposite. Don't think that it's only pachim gedolim that are not kederech and is keren, but pachim ktanim is the derech to lay down on and crush. Elafilu pachim ktanim nami lav urchehu. It's not the derech of an animal to lay down on kelim bechlal and destroy them. So it's therefore it's mishuna and it's keren. And then the Gemara asked, "Meisvei ulamayich esodim v'sa behem v'sa kelim." Lamayich, it says in the Braisa that an animal is a muad to crush kelim, mashma by laying down on it. So there must be some kelim that is the derech to do. Rebbe Lezer dilu min atzad. No, in echanami, it may be that it's never the derech to lay down on kelim, even small kelim. But it's the derech to crush it from the side. Ika de Rami la Mirma, some bring it as a stira. Tznan, lo lirboats. The Mishnah says lo lirboats. Vatanya, the Braisa says, ulamayich esa odav esa behem esa kelim, that it is a muad to crush kelim. Rebbe Lezer lo kasha, kam bepachim gedolim, kam bepachim ketanim. Right, so Rebbe Lezer in the end, right, went what he said in the beginning. Pachim gedolim, it is what's called not the derech. But pachim ketanim, it is the derech. So we have a few different lashonos over here. One is that it's never the derech to crush kelim, even pachim ketanim. And the other is that it is the derech to crush pachim ketanim. And all the lashonos hold that minatzad, right, crushing it from the side, not lying down on it, is the derech. Rashi. El avopachim ketanim urche lirbos v'imrov so aleihem b'rshus harabim potter v'rshus hanizik chayeves nezik sholim detold at the regular leimu misayeh aleih abehemu muedes lemayich masnisin ketani de'enu muedes lirbos mashba lirbos and lemayich are the same thing elevadi de masnisin b'gdolim u'braisa b'kelim ketanim u'v'yolodim ketanim behema ketana small things, right, according to this lashon, it is the derech to lie down on and crush. Mar says, no, Dilma min atzad. Haidik tani mu'edes lemayech lav berevitza. It's not talking where it lies down on it. El min atzad. It crushed it kishim aleches. While it's walking, it crushed the thing between it and the wall. The eish betzida kelim and machosim beinolagosim. The zu shiomarnu has zeko begufa derech ilucha da havi told the regal. Then it's a told of regal. But every other case where it lies down on kelim, no matter big or small, right there it's not the derech and it's keren. Okay, Hazaev Hari, my bardalus. What is a bardalus? Omer of Yehuda Nefreza. A bardalus in Aramaic is a Nefreza. My Nefreza. Omer of Yosef Appa. Right, an ape. Meisve, Rabbi Meir Omer, Afatsavua. Right, we have a kash on that. We're saying now that a bardalus is an Appa. Rabbi Meir, now we're asking you a question. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afatsavua. Rabbi Meir says that Savua is also a Muad. Rabbi Lezer Omer af ha-nochash. And Rabbi Lezer says, even a nochash is a mu'ud. V'omer of Yosef, tzavua zu apa. Tzavua is an apa. So if tzavua is an apa, and Rav Meir adds tzavua to the list, and bardalus was already part of the list, a bardalus can't be an apa. Because it's tzavua an apa, and that wasn't included in bardalus. Lokasha, kambit tzavua zohar, kambit tzavua nekeva. Depends if it's a male tzavua or a female tzavua. Rashi, tzavua, afat tzavua, Afat tzavua, ahani demasnisim mosif. He's adding to the list of the Mishnah what's considered a muad, even a tzavua. V'omer av Yosef, beduch tachrisi, and somewhere else of Yosef explained, a tzavua zu apa. With the mosif remeir apa, mechlaud bardalus lav apahu. Since bardalus was part of the original list, and he's adding tzavua, and tzavua is apa, bardalus can't be an apa. Lokasha, the bardalus, the masnis, and hutzavua zocher. There's two kinds of bardalus. There's a, what's it called, a two kinds of tzavua. There's a male tzavua, that's a bardalus. The olive comer of Yosef, tzavua zu apa. Rav Meir mosif af tzavua nekeva. Rav Meir adds a tzavua, which is a nekeva. Delosh me apa, and that's not called an apa. The Rav Yosef lav ad Rav Meir itmer ela bialma itmer. That's what Rav Yosef said. It's not going on what Rav Meir said. It's going stam. Kedetanya tzavua zocher nasa. Alma tzavua zocher mishtana lekama minim. Hilka kori la bardalus v'nefraz of the abba. Therefore it has different names. We'll see one second. We didn't give it. Let's go a little bit further and we'll go back on this Rashi. Tanya, tzavua zocher. Right, the tzavua zocher has many names because it changes into different things. La'achar sheva shonim nasa atolif. A tzavua zocher after 7 years becomes a bat. Atolif la'achar sheva shonim nasa arpad. A bat after 7 years becomes an arpad. Arpad la'achar sheva shonim nasa kimush. Kimush la'achar sheva shonim nasa choach. Right, a thorn. Choach la'achar sheva shonim nasa shade. But
a werewolf?
Yeah, that doesn't mean literally that it changes into it just means that it looks like these things. After 7 years, as it matures, it takes on different appearances. It's not a different thing. It's Rashi. Right? Therefore, as we see a zocher, a tzavua zocher changes its appearance every 7 years, and the mela it's called different names. Lishnachrina, the ikrhu. Masnisim b'tzavua nekeva. The Mishnah is talking about a tzavua nekeva. Rav Meir mosif tzavua zocher. Rav Meir adds a tzavua zocher. The tzavayu mikro, and both of them are called apa. But he's just adding the tzavua to the original Mishnah. The Tanya tzavua zocher. Mishum the mishtana leberi acheres, since it changes its appearance, it's chlosofei behed. Therefore, you have to add it because it's not the same as the nekeva. The nekeva remains constant. And the zocher changes into all different kinds of things. Okay. Of the Shedro Shel Adam, Lachar Sheva Shonim Nasa Nochash. The person's spine, after 7 years of being buried, looks like a snake. Bahani Mile Delokara B'Modim. That's if he never bent his back when he said Modim. But if he did bend his back, then the spine remains consistent. It doesn't look like a snake. Omer Mar, Rav Meir Omer Afa Tzavua. Right? That the Rav Meir added, even a Tzavua is a Muad to begin with. Rav Lezer Omer Afa Nochash. Rav Meir, Rav Lezer adds even the Nochash. V'hanan Tznan, Rav Lezer Omer V'zman Shein B'nei Tarbus Einem Muadim. V'hanochash Muad La'olam. Right, Mashma, that Rabbi Lezer argues on the ratio, and he holds all of those things, if they're domesticated, are not muadim, except the nochash is always a muad. And here it says, Rabbi Lezer says af hanochash, meaning he's adding it to the original list, that he agrees with the original list. Tani nochash, also say af hanochash, but nochash. Rabbi Lezer Omer nochash, only nochash, and not the other ones.
What about a camel?
Camels, like a regular, like any other animal.
Because last week it killed somebody and bit them first and laid down on its right legs.
What?
I was reading an article where a camel bit someone and then laid down on the person and killed them.
So, lechora, a camel is a tam to begin with.
Because it's not listed in the Mishnah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's because not every animal is listed, only the exceptions. It's right. Not an exception. Okay. Omar Shmuel, Ari Bishus Arabim, Doras V'Ochal Potter, a lion in Bishus Arabim, if it ate an animal alive, okay, Doras, it trampled the animal and ate it alive. That's shame. That's how an animal, that's how a lion does. He eats the animal alive. That's shame by an Ari. Therefore, Shus HaRabim is poster. Torah v'yachol chayev. But if he killed the animal, and then, after it was dead, he ate it, that's not normal for a lion. A lion doesn't kill its prey and then eat it. It eats it while it's still alive. So then it's Mishun, it's Karen, and in Shus HaRabim, yachayev chatzinezek. Torah v'achol chayiv, Doras v'achol potter, given to urche lemidras, havilei kamosha achle peros v'yarakos, davilei shein v'shus harabim u'potter. Now explains, since it's normal for a lion to eat its prey alive, so if it eats the prey alive, it's shein, and shein v'shus harabim is potter. Torah v'lav urchehu, but it's not normal for a lion to kill its prey first and then eat it later. That's abnormal. If it's abnormal, it's carried. Karen Rishus HaRabim is Chayiv Chatzinezek. Where it says, L'meimur the treif alav urchehu, right? It's not normal for a lion to kill its prey and then eat it. V'oksiv aryeh toreif badei gurosav. And an aryeh kills its prey for its young. Where it says, B'shvil gurosav. It means that it doesn't kill it to eat it itself. That's not normal. But it will kill it and then drag it to its lair for their children to eat. Umechanek lilva osav, right? It also chokes animals to kill them for the sake of its wives. Bishvil lilva osav, for the female lions, the lionesses. V'yimolei teref churav bishvil chorav, umaonosav, right? Trefa bishvil maonosav. The enochanami, the lion, if it's going to eat the animal itself immediately, it doesn't kill it first. That's shaloka derech. But if it's going to save it for later, to put it in its lair, or for the sake of its children, or its wife, then it'll kill it and drag it away. Then it's what's it called, urcha, and then it's shein. V'atanya, v'chein hoya shenichneso l'chotzer anizik, v'chein chaya shenichneso l'chotzer anizik, a chaya that goes into chotzer anizik, tarfa behema v'achla basar mishalem nezik sholeh. If it killed an animal and ate it, right, pays nezik shali, right? L'chora, you see that it's what's it called, shame, not karen, because karen would only pay chatzin nezik. Mor says, "Hagam ha'eskina shetar for lahaniach and a chanami." It didn't kill it and eat it immediately. It killed it in order to leave it for later. That's the derech. It's not the derech to kill it and eat it immediately. If it's going to eat it immediately, it's going to eat it alive. Where it says ha achlok tani, right? It's mashman that it did eat it immediately. It didn't put it away for later, right? It says doras, what's it called? Torah the achal. Where it says b'shanim lecha v'achla. It originally killed it to put it away. Then it decided, no, I'll eat it now. Where it says menoy adina. Would we ask the lion if he changes his mind? How do we know he changes his mind? V'ol d'shmuel nami dil machihu. Maybe Shmuel's case also. His case was the animal changes his mind. No, this, you have to learn this braisa litzdodim. Shetarfa lahaniach. It killed the animal to leave it for later. All dorsa v'yochla, or it ate the animal alive. Then mishalem is nezek shalem. But if it killed the animal to eat immediately, that's keren. Ravina Omar kiko Omar Shmuel ba'ari tarbus. When did Shmuel say his din? There's a difference between Torath and Doras. By a domesticated lion, right, in the circus, right, a domesticated lion, there it, if it's going to eat it immediately. Vali with the Rabbi Lazar. And it goes, and according to Rabbi Lazar, the Amr Lav Urche, it's not normal for a lion to, what's it called, to kill something and eat it later. That doesn't happen. You have to kill it and eat it immediately. If it's gonna eat it, it's gonna kill it and it's going to eat it alive. Morris says, Yehochi afilu dar sadam yilachayiv. Right? If that's the case, that it's, what's it called, they're talking about an arit tarbus, then even, what's it called, dorsa should be chayiv. Ela the Ravina lav ashmuel idmar. What Ravina said is not going back on what Shmuel said. Ela misnisa. Kitani snisa barit tarbus. When the Mishnah says that it is not derech for an ari, it's not a muad, it's talking when it's a domesticated lion. Then it's not the derech. Valiba the Ravalezer, the Amr lav urche. Mar says, Yehochi chatzi nezek boi lishlume. You should pay only chatzi nezek because it's not normal for a domesticated lion to kill altogether, right? Or kill and eat. So it should pay only chatzi nezek. The Yayat, talking where it did it the third time, the fourth time. Yehochi mai hai diktoni lo gabi told it to Shane. If that's the case, why is it by Shane? It's not paying nezek shalin because it's Shane. It's paying nezek shalin because it's Karen that's now a muad. Gabi told it to Karen, boy, the Mishnah should have said it by the toldest of Karen. Kasha, Echanami, it's a Kasha. It mixes the two ovals together over here. See Rashi. Af hanochash, miriktoni af, michlal de rebelezer, havi inich muadim. Since he said af hanochash, Mashmi agrees to the first list too. And in our Mishnah it says that rebelezer argues on the first list. For anan tnan rebelezer omer, nochashu muad av hanilo. Somar says, read nochash, not af hanochash. Dorash lo horga, elemichai machla. Didn't kill it first and then did it, ate it alive. Potter, then he's Potter. Why do Urchehu? Vishain Bushusarabin Potter. Then he's Potter and Shusarabin, because it's a told of shame. That's normal to do. That's how a lion is. Taraf Shahorga Vyokla, but if it killed the animal first and then ate it, that's not normal. That's Karen. So in Rishusarabin pays Khachinezik and Rishusanizik. Chayiv de lav urchehi, but told it to Karen who. Mashalim chatzinezik b'shusarabi. Bade gurosav, dai maichal gurosav. It's mashmal that it does kill an animal enough to feed its cubs. Yelodav, gurosav is its children. Alma Torah, for you see it does kill an animal. Mara says no. Mashani b'shvil gurosav. Urche laharu gulahavi latzniya. It's normal for a lion to kill its prey and drag it for the sake of its children, for the sake of its wife, and so on. But it's not normal for a lion to kill its prey and eat it immediately. That doesn't happen. That's Karen. Over here also, he's not eating it, he's bringing it home for his wife. Urche larug lahavi lechorav latznia, avalecho miad lachra hariga ki hadishmu elav urchehu. Tarfa behema vaharogsa the achla abasser mashma what's it called? It killed the animal and then it ate it immediately, and you see that it what's it called shchay. Mishal nezik sholim, midem mishalemis bechotzra nezik sholim chlal de urchehu v'tolda the sheinu v'rishus harabim lifter. It would then follow that this is a told of Shane, and you pay Nezik Shalem even the first time in Rishus HaNizik, but in Rishus HaRabim Potter. Lohaniach Latsnia Urche Laharug. Right? Mashallah, what's it called that it is? It's Mar says, no, it's talking where it killed it to leave it for later. That is normal. Right? Then the Mar says, well, how do you, if it ate, it says over here, it ate it right away. Mar says, it changes mind. How do you know it changes mind? Shmuel says that if it killed the animal and ate it immediately, you're chayiv, what's it called, in Rishus HaRabim, because it's Karen. How do you know? Maybe it changed its mind. Maybe it was not going to kill it and eat it right away, but it changed its mind after it killed it. Dilma Hachihu, the Torah of Amanas Latsniya, the Nimlech, the Ochal, the Lifter, and therefore Amotzi Mechayiv El Haraya. The guy could say, oh, my lion, he ate your thing in Rishus HaRabim. Right? He was really going to put it away later, so it was, what's it called? It wasn't, could say he was really going to put it away later, he's chayiv. And then maybe he said, no, maybe he changed his mind. and he was going to put it away for later, he's chayiv. How do you know? Right? You can, Shmuel, how could Shmuel say that if Shmuel Sarabim, he's chayiv? If he, kills it to put it away, maybe when he ate it immediately, he was really killing it to put it away, which was normal, and he changed his mind to eat it right away. It's not it killed the animal and ate it immediately. It killed it for later, or it ate it alive. Tarfa behema vinicha or ochla bosa yde drisa mashal nezik shalim. Ravina amar la olam urchehu. Litro falecho. It is the derech to kill and eat immediately. Ushmuel the mechayv le b'shus harabim ba'ari tarbus. And Shmuel says you're chayv in b'shus harabim. Right? Because it's a told of Karen. It's not the normal. That's talking where it's a domesticated lion. There it's not normal. The aliba the Rabbi Lezer, like Rabbi Lezer says it, that domesticated lions are not muadim. They're what's it called? It's unusual to do. Yihachi afilu doras nami lechayiv. That's the case. Doras should also be chayiv by an ari tarbus and reshus harabim. Because it's not normal to do that either. Elavari duravina lo adishmuel itmar. Elei ikalu ukme duravina amasnisahu. The mok misleid. Going back on the brayso of Achi Kamer, Ravina. Hadik tani masnisa, which the Brisa says, nezik shalein, la mishum de urche litrof, not because it's normal, right? Dafilu ba'ari tarbus non misukma, because he was even talking about a domesticated lion, surely not normal by him, right? And the barchina masnisa nami heche isa le ravina chatsi nezik boi l'shulme. If that's the case, Ravina is telling me that it's not normal, and therefore your chayiv and shus harabim should only be chayiv chatsi nezik, not nezik shalein. He hoki the told of the Karen Ravi Adatani Lahamas Nisa. Gabi told of the Shane, Gabi told of the Karen listening. The only one problem with that. You'll be chayiv, what's it called? Nezek Shalem if it's a muad, right? But not the first three times. So then it should have said this halacha by the told us of Karen, not the told us of Shane. And yet it mentions that it's chayiv nezek shalem by told us of shame, mashmi chayiv because of shame, and not because of Karen. Okay.